Hello, this is Jerry Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and for the next half hour or so, I shall be reading to you from a list of sources of goings-on in our area this coming in these coming weeks and months. Those sources include the Arts and Living section from last Sunday's News and Observer, from the current issue of the Independent Weekly, and from the current issue of the Weekend section of the News and Observer, as well as coming events from Pinecone Council of Traditional Music and the North Carolina Symphony. Let us begin with the Piedmont Council of Traditional Music. Their current press release includes announcements regarding performances coming up in the month of November. On Thursday, November 3rd, Pinecone presents Swiss-turned Appalachian music icons, the Krueger Brothers, at the Fletcher Theater and the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts. On Sunday, November 13th, Pinecone and the North Carolina Museum of History present Sarah Cohn and Karen Means, a mother-son duo whose music has a distinctive European flair. Gray developed a love of mountain music while living in North Carolina. In recent years, she has been focusing on tracing the migration of songs from the British Isles to North America. Her son performs traditional music from the United States and the UK, in addition to writing and performing original songs. Pinecone continues to promote ongoing participatory music jams and sessions that give community members the opportunity to take part in the music making. A bluegrass jam the second and fourth Monday of the month at the Busy Bee Cafe, an Irish music session every Sunday afternoon at Tiernanog, and a monthly shape note sing the fourth Sunday afternoon of the month at the Friends Meeting House in Raleigh. These sessions are all free and open to the public to join in or to sit back and observe. Now, specifically, the performance that's taking place on Thursday, November 3rd at the Fletcher Theater in the Progress Energy Center in Raleigh, the Krueger Brothers, those performances will begin at 8 p.m. On Thursday, November 3rd, and the cost of tickets are $20 to $22 for Pinecone members and $25 to $27 for the general public. When you listen to the music of the Krueger Brothers, you can't help but be amazed by the sheer depth of their artistry. Originally from Europe, they're now living in North Carolina. They draw from a rich cultural palette, seamlessly blending elements of folk, bluegrass, jazz, and classical music into a sound of their own. Once again, the Krueger Brothers, Thursday, November 3rd, at 8 p.m. in the Fletcher Theater at the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts. On Sunday, November 13th, as we mentioned before, Sarah Gray and Karen Means will perform, and that will take place in the Daniels Auditorium at the North Carolina Museum of History, and that's located at 5 East Edenton Street in Raleigh. The performance will take place Sunday, November 13th at 3 p.m., and the admission to that performance is free. Sarah Gray grew up in New Hampshire, but also spent some of her youth in North Carolina, where she learned a lot of mountain music and developed a love for the old-time banjo music and songs. She has carried this interest into her adult life, studying folklore and collecting and performing music from the various areas in which she has lived, including the United States, Wales, Scotland, and England. Once again, Sarah Gray and Karen Means, Sunday, November 13th at 3 p.m. at the Daniels Auditorium in the North Carolina Museum of History at 5 East Edenton Street in downtown Raleigh. And if you wish to plan ahead for the Pinecone 2011-2012 Down Home Concert Series, on January 6th, Deep River Rising will be performed at the Fletcher Theater in the Progress Energy Performing Arts Center at 8 p.m. January 6, 2012, Deep River Rising, featuring David Holt, Brian Sutton, T. Michael Coleman. That's at the Fletcher Theater in the Performing Arts Center. Also in that Fletcher Theater on January 21st, 2012 at 8 p.m., Red Horse, including Eliza Gillickson, John Gorka, Lucy Kaplansky, and once again, January 21st at the Fletcher Theater at 8 p.m. And going into February, if you want to plan that far ahead, February 10, 2012 at 8 p.m., the Dukes, that's D-U-H-K-S, the Dukes at the Fletcher Theater. And on February 18th, 2012, Taj Mahal Trio. And that will be in the Maimandi Concert Hall in the Center for the Performing Arts in downtown Raleigh. February 18th, at 2012, at 8 p.m. The North Carolina Symphony has recently announced an all-new series of matinee pops performances. Now all the excitement and entertainment of the symphony's beloved pops concerts can be enjoyed in the daytime for less money. Tickets can be purchased beginning at just $90 for three blockbuster performances in Maimandi Concert Hall at downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts. All three performances will begin at 3 p.m. The 2011-2012 Pops Matinee Series begins with a Carolina Christmas on Thanksgiving weekend, November 26th. Join the symphony for a celebration of the holidays Carolina style. The concert includes the world premiere of a stirring new work for orchestra and a North Carolina string band by local singer-songwriter Lorellyn Dussett, plus Hark the Herald Angels Sing, O Holy Night, the popular Christmas sing-along, and more. Concert goers will honor the season with the symphony, music director Grant Llewellyn, Grammy winners Rihanna and Giddens, Laffin and Mike Compton, guitar wizard Joe Newberry, and the concert singers of Kerry. Then they can enjoy a high-energy afternoon of American rock favorites with the music of Billy Joel on Sunday, January 22, 2012. Grammy and Tony nominee Michael Kavanaugh, praised by Billboard as the new voice of the American Rock and Roll Songbook, joins the symphony for Just the Way You Are, Uptown Girl, It's Still Rock and Roll, and all of the rest of Billy Joel's greatest chart toppers. Finally, on Sunday, April 15th, the orchestra invites audience members to hop off the train in River City for a fun and lively visit with fast-talking con man Harold Hill, Marion the Librarian, and the rest of Meredith Wilson's colorful characters. The symphony is staging favorite selections from the treasured Broadway show, The Music Man, and it doesn't need all 76 trombones to make it a musical showcase to remember. Tickets to this entertaining matinee series are now available online at ncsymphony.org or by calling the North Carolina Symphony Audience Services at 919-733-2750 or toll-free 877-627-6724. Buy today and save a lot of money. The North Carolina Symphony has also announced recently that incomparable violin virtuoso Itzhak Perlman will return to the orchestra to perform Tchaikovsky's scintillating violin concerto, capping off a program of Italian-flavored masterworks. The special event concert led by Symphony resident conductor William Henry Curry takes place at Maimandi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts on Tuesday, May 15, 2012. That's at 7:30 p.m. So we're talking about a date that's fairly far off into the future, but with Itzhak Perlman coming to town, it's probably never too early to plan and get your tickets. Perlman enjoys the superstar status recently rarely afforded a classical musician. In recent years, he took part in the inauguration of President Barack Obama, earned a Kennedy Center honor for his distinguished achievements and contributions to the cultural and educational life of the United States, and performed at a state dinner for the Queen and Duke of Edinburgh, hosted by President George W. Bush at the White House, among many other accomplishments. He joins the symphony on an evening of masterworks based on Italian themes, including Berlioz's Roman Carnival Overture and Tchaikovsky's Capriccio Italien. Perlman then launches into Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto in D major, a composition once deemed unplayable that has since become one of the most cherished and popular solos in the violin literature. Tickets to the performance are available now by phone only as part of the symphony's four concert passport series. Made up of programs from the Duke Medicine Classical Series, Raleigh, this mini-series takes concertgoers around the world from the comfort of Maimandi Concert Hall by offering rare performances of dramatic works from four world music cultures, with featured performers offering audience members a taste of unique and national instruments. In Passport to Hungary, folk song-inspired masterpieces by Kodály and Bartók, as well as Camillo Ledwé's Concertino, Semplice for Cymbalum, headline an exploration of a national tradition that has fueled hundreds of composers at home and abroad. And that performance will take place January 13th and 14th, 2012, in the Performing Arts Center in downtown Raleigh. Tango Nuevo brings all of the passion of tango to the concert hall for a showcase of Argentine composers Astor Piazzolla, Osvaldo Golijov, and Alberto Giannester, and a 21st century piece by Australian composer Ellens Katz-Chernin, and that will take place on January 27, 28, 2012. The concert features performances by Bandinona master Coco Trevisano. Symphony music director Grant Llewellyn, joined by harpist Carton Finch, takes orchestra members to his home, musically at least, with a concert of masterpieces from his native soil, Wales, in Grant's Postcards from Home, April 20th and 21st in 2012. Tickets for the four concert passport series, including the performance by Itzhak Perlman, are $155 and are available now by phone at 919-733-2750 or toll-free 877-627-6724. The passport series is presented in partnership with American Airlines. Any remaining individual seats to the Itzhak Perlman concerts will go on sale online and by phone on Friday, March 30, 2012 at 10 a.m. Prices will range from $75 to $140. Purchase the Passport Series today before it sells out and take advantage of huge savings on world-class entertainment. Now for more on the North Carolina Symphony presentations, on November 10th through the 12th, which is only in a couple of weeks, pianist Louis Lorty joins the North Carolina Symphony for a celebration of Liszt and Rachmaninoff. The North Carolina Symphony invites audiences to explore the breakthrough musical works of history's greatest piano virtuosos turned composers next month, November 10th through the 12th, when pianist Louis Lorty joins music director Grant Llewellyn for Liszt and Rachmaninoff. The unique piano tribute, which follows Franz Liszt's 200th birthday on October 22nd, takes place in Memorial Hall on the campus of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill on Thursday, November 10th. The performances continue at Maimandi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts on Friday and Saturday, November 11th and 12th. All three concerts begin at 8 p.m. Once again, the concert in Chapel Hill will take place on November 10th, Thursday evening, and the concerts in Raleigh will take place on November 11th and November 12th at Maimandi Hall in the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts. All three concerts begin at 8 p.m. For tickets and program notes and podcasts and musician profiles, visit the Symphony blog, the North Carolina Symphony website at ncsymphony.org, or call North Carolina Symphony Audience Services at 919-733-2750 or toll free at 877-627-6724. And now for appearances and performances that are currently underway in the area. The musical Evita, starring Lauren Kennedy, is currently running at the Raleigh Memorial Auditorium and will be there through October 30th. Lauren Kennedy stars as Eva Perón and Ray Walker as Che. For ticket information, call 1-800-745-3000 or go to nctheater.com. Once again, Evita, currently running at the Raleigh Memorial Auditorium through Sunday, October 30th. Carolina Performing Arts presents, and this is currently will be taking place on October 28th on Friday at the stage at UNC's Memorial Hall, Gil Shanham, solo violin, performing selections from J.S. Bach's sonatas and partitas. That's Friday, October 28th, live on the stage at UNC's Memorial Hall. For ticket information, dial 919-843-3333 or go to carolinaperformingarts.org. And currently underway, the ballet being presented by the Carolina Ballet, Dracula, will be running now through October 30th. There is a Saturday matinee and a post-show discussion featuring Dracula's composer, J. Mark Skierce, and cast members. There's a Halloween costume contest on October 29th, and if you win the contest, you get two tickets to the Nutcracker. So, Dracula, as you have never seen him, presented by the Carolina Ballet. For information, call 919-719-0900 or go to carolinaballet.com. That is now through October 30th. And speaking of the Nutcracker, the Christmas season, of course, is coming up very quickly. The Nutcracker will be performed at the Durham Performing Arts Center on December 10th and 11th, and at the Raleigh Memorial Auditorium on December 16th through 24th. Though the presentation is by the Carolina Ballet. And for ticket information in Durham, call 919-680-2787. For the performances in Raleigh, dial 919-719-0900. There's something new up our sleeve this season as the Progress Energy presents a new production of the Nutcracker with New Magic, sponsored by WRAL. Tickets are currently on sale. And since the Christmas season is coming up soon, of course, there is our very, very traditional show, A Christmas Carol, featuring Ira David Wood III. That will be appearing in Durham at the Durham Performing Arts Center on December 3rd and 4th, and at Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium December 8th through the 14th. Tickets are currently on sale. You can call Ticketmaster at 1-800-745-3000 or go to Ticketmaster.com. If you want to call the Theater in the Park for more information, dial 919-831-6058. A Christmas Carol starring Ira David Wood III as Scrooge. And the Duke performances, where the tradition of classical music thrives, arias by Handel and Vivaldi, countertenor Philip Jaroski with Baroque Orchestra Apollo's Fire will appear at the Reynolds Theater in downtown Raleigh. And more from the Duke performances at Duke University in Durham. On Saturday, October 29th at 8 p.m. in the Reynolds Theater, Christian Tetzlaff, violinist, and Lars Vogt at the piano will perform Brahms, Bartok, and Franck. That's October 29th at 8 p.m. in the Reynolds Theater on the campus of Duke University. On November the 4th, at the Reynolds Theater at Duke, Argentine virtuoso Ingrid Flitter At the piano, we'll perform Beethoven and Chopin. Friday, November 4th, 8 p.m., Reynolds Theater. Duke Performances at Duke University. You can acquire tickets by calling 919-684-4444 or go to dukeperformances.org. And here's something interesting. An evening with Buddy Valastro, the Cake Boss, the Bacon with the Boss Tour. Live cake demonstrations, family-friendly show, one night only, will take place on Friday, November 4th at 7:30 p.m. at the Progress Energy for the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts. That's an evening with Buddy Valastro, the Cake Boss, the Bacon with the Boss Tour. Live cake demonstrations on Friday, November 4th. For ticket information, call Ticketmaster. Go to Ticketmaster.com or call 1-800-745-3000. Raleigh Little Theater presents Merry Christmas, Strega Nona, based on a story by Tommy DePaola, illustration by Tommy DePaola, and courtesy of Whitebird Incorporated. At the Raleigh Little Theater, November 4th through the 20th, Merry Christmas, Strega Nona. For ticket information, call 919-821-3111. Once again, Raleigh Little Theater, Merry Christmas, Strega Nona, November 4th through the 20th. And once again, for you ballet lovers, the Sugar Plum Fairy Tea Party will take place at the Carolina Inn on November 6th, Sunday, with seatings at 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock. Every child under the age of 12 receives a free portrait with the Sugar Plum Fairy. For ticket information, dial 919-932-2676. Sugar Plum Fairy Tea Party at the Carolina Inn, Sunday, November 6th, with seatings at 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And the Cocobooth Amphitheater in Cary presents a Halloween series of really scary movies. The overall program is called A Really Scary Cary. The movies will be shown Friday, October 28th, and Saturday, October 29th. Friday, the movie is Blair Witch Project, and Saturday, October 29th, there is a double feature. One, the first one is entitled Scream, and the second one is Scary Movie. Just one word of caution, all three of these movies are rated R. Picnics are allowed. Gates open at 6 p.m. The movies start at 7 p.m., and the price of tickets are $3 for adults. Patrons can bring a blanket or chair as the spacious lawn at Booth Amphitheater is transformed into an outdoor movie theater. For more information, go to boothamphitheater.com. That's Friday, October 28th, and Saturday, October 29th, a triple header of movies for tickets costing $3. Well, it's time to dance on Tuesday night, November 1st, or not Tuesday, Tuesday, November 1st at 3 p.m. and 6 p.m., Yo Grabba Gabba, live at Memorial Auditorium in downtown Raleigh. It's time to dance. Are you ready? Presented by Kia Motors. Tickets are available at all Ticketmaster locations, at the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts box office, or by calling 1-800-745-3000. That's Yo Grabba Gabba live. It's time to dance. Tuesday, November 1st, performances at 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. The City of Raleigh Arts Commission is presenting a workshop, an international workshop, for 2012-2013 Arts Grants Program. And for more information on this, you can call 996-3610. Attendance required to apply for funding. So Think Art, the Raleigh Arts Commission, the City of Raleigh Arts Commission, November 16th, 2011, an international arts workshop. And more Halloween goings on in Cary. The Town of Cary Parks and Recreation and Cultural Resources presents Howling Good Halloween Celebration, October 29th, that's Saturday, from 5 to 9 p.m. in downtown Cary. Cary Teen Council's Tricks and Treats Carnival Bash, Family Art and Ceramics Classes, Trick or Treating, Unscary Stories presented by the Cary Players, Bluegrass Music, Applause, Youth Theaters, Fright School's Haunted House, and more. Admission is free, and for a complete schedule, call 919-469-4061 or visit townofcary.org. That's the Howling Good Halloween Celebration in downtown Cary on Saturday, October 29th, from 5 until 9 p.m. And on Friday, November 4th, at 8 p.m. in the Stewart Theater on the campus of North Carolina State University, the North Carolina State University Center stage presents Dobe Gnore. That's Friday, November 4th, at 8 p.m. At the North Carolina State University Stewart Theater. For information, dial 919-515-1100. Friday, November 4th at 8 p.m. And for those of you who like to attend book signings, there are two to mention, both of which will be held at a Southern Season at University Mall in Chapel Hill. On Wednesday, November 2nd, Michael Ruhlman, he will be there from 11 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. And on Thursday, November 3rd, Hugh Atchison will be there from noon until 1:30 p.m. A Southern Season, University Mall, Chapel Hill, November 2nd, Michael Ruhlman, November 3rd, Hugh Atchison. They will be signing their books. And the Orange County Artists Guild will present its 17th annual Open Studio Tour on Saturday and Sunday, November 5th and 6th, and November 12th and 13th. That's two weekends, 5th and 6th and 12th and 13th in November. Explore beautiful Orange County on this self-guided tour and experience the excitement of viewing and purchasing artwork from more than 70 Guild artists working in a wide array of media. That's the 17th annual Open Studio Tour at the on Saturday and Sunday, November 5th and 12th, 5th and 6th, and 12th and 13th, presented by the Orange County Artists Guild. For information, call 919-636-4135. Or 919-732-5001, or go to orangecountyartistskill.com. Now, this is something on a more serious note. If you have trouble sleeping and you are between the ages of 18 and 75 and have both major depressive disorder and trouble falling or staying asleep at night, you may be eligible to participate in a research study at the Duke Sleep Disorders Center. Eligible participants will receive an FDA-approved medication for depression and learn new strategies to improve sleep. For more information, call the Duke University Medical Center at 919-613-3695. You must be between the ages of 18 and 75. Once again, 919-631-3695. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jerry Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. So long until next time, and thank you for listening.